along the way. Friends we meet along the way. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, good evening, good evening. As we welcome you to the Note Show, the KNOW Show, I am your host, Robert J.V. McMillan, and it is my pleasure to invite your participation to this, your KNOW Show, the show about new thought and new thought metaphysics. New thought simply means a new way of thinking, and metaphysics means moving or looking beyond the physical to look in between the spaces and to know right there where nothing is, God is. Right there, peace is. Right there, love is. And joy is. But it is up to us, each and every one of us, to find it, to move into that space, and to appreciate and take advantage of the opportunities that God, universal impersonal principle, is providing for us, the space where healings are taking place, literally right in front of our eyes. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the No Show. You already know it because you are here and listening, but I will share with you that for your friends who are texting you right now at this moment, they may call in to the No Show at 347-838-9142 and press 1, but only if you have a question or if you would like to ask a comment or add something to our conversation. We, of course, can also be reached on the World Wide Web at www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, The No Show. So I am excited about welcoming you this evening. I have two phenomenal gentlemen just standing by to share their wit, their wealth, their talent, their energy, their love, and their music. This evening we are going to talk about using music in a very, very wonderful and wonder-filled way. And that way includes bringing spirit in to us wherever it is that we happen to be at that particular moment through the vehicle of music. My first guest is a very, very good friend of mine. His name is Mr. Jeff Long. And Jeff is also the musical director at the Unity Church in Little Rock, Arkansas, on Reservoir Road. Jeff is a wonderful, wonderful musician. Jeff is an awesome person. And Jeff is just a vibrant, alive, and alert person who is always excited about sharing energy, sharing love, sharing life, and joy with each and every one of us. The second person that I'm going to invite in to chat with us this evening is a gentleman by the name of Lucius Spiller. Mr. Spiller is a phenomenal blues, jazz, rhythm and blues singer hailing originally from St. Louis, Missouri, and now he makes Little Rock, Arkansas his home. Rhonda, we can go ahead and bring those gentlemen in so that I can chat with them and say hello and talk to them, and know that they, in fact, are listening to us right now. Jeff, I'm going to start with you. Let me begin by welcoming you, sir, to the No Show. How are you, Jeff Long?
I'm real good. Glad to be with you, Mac.
I'm glad of that, sir. I'm glad to have you here with me. I'm excited about us talking about music this evening and how music and spirituality are one. As a matter of fact, music comes from spirit. Spirit then uses each and every one of us, and especially you all, you and Lucius, to then share that message, to act as ambassadors of goodwill, to spread your love and your joy and your peace and your wonder and your curiosity in wonderful ways. And Lucius Spiller is also with us. Lucius, are you online as well, sir?
Yes, sir. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
All right.
You know, it's wonderful when I have people on the program that actually know each other. That is really, really neat. That goes to something that I am always talking about, which is serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality, meaning that there are no accidents in life. and that everything that happens, happens intentionally and for a specific reason. So let me start with you, Jeff. Jeff, I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about your musical background, what it is that you are doing now. I know you're over at the Savoy doing some wonderful things here at the restaurant in Little Rock, as well as at the Unity Church. But tell us a little bit about all of the things that you're involved in, and tell us also how it is that you use music to enhance your spiritual positioning.
Well, I'm happy to. First of all, I'm sitting here grinning ear to ear that you got Lucy's song, because he is one of my favorites, has been since he's been a little fellow, you know, I'm telling you. he is a remarkable young man, remarkable musician. I've got a few years on him, but nobody's perfect. What are you going to say? I've been doing this, Reverend Mac, since I've been, I guess my first professional job was at the age of 13. I got to wax a bit personal here to explain how the spirituality thing in music is really pronounced in my way of thinking. I come from a very good home in some ways, but both my parents were alcoholics, so that meant that there was a lot of up and down in the household. And as us three gentlemen know, when a male hits adolescence, that's a dicey situation under ideal circumstances. And I was a bit confused on top of that. And the great music, I feel like, of the Beatles, the British Invasion, later on I discovered all the fantastic Memphis rhythm and blues and blues. And from that, I became interested in jazz. But just from as early as I can remember, music fed my soul. And at various times in my life, I don't think it's exaggerating to say that it kept me alive. And down through the years, I've been a professional musician, like I said, since I've been 13 years old. I'm 61 now. I believe there is a very strong spiritual component to music. And as a matter of fact, I think anybody, at any time somebody's paying attention to music, they may think they're an atheist, but they're not. It's just a personal belief of mine because of the inherent spirituality of that particular language, which, as you know, Reverend Mac, goes beyond any kind of verbalization we can make.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very well said, Jeff. And you know that I concur completely with everything that you said. Lucius Spiller, I learned something about you when I received your bio, and that is that you attended Philander Smith College here in Little Rock, Arkansas, with a liberal arts degree. And the interesting thing about that, sir, is that I am a Philanderian and was there when Dr. Walter R. Hazard and many, many others were there as well. So we have that in common. Lucius, tell us a little bit about how music has impacted your life, what it means to you, and how you use it to break through that spiritual gap and connect with people, please.
Coming from St. Louis, Missouri, like I said, music was always in our home. And, I've been blessed with a gift that it's kind of hard to explain. Like you said, all things happen for reasons that, you know, we're never, you know, it was meant to happen, not just because it's happened, just because. I don't know. I just always have been, you know, attracted to music. And as I got older, I started playing at church as a youngster, playing bass guitar, and I kind of took it from there. Really blessed. It's a gift that, you know, if I didn't have it, I don't know where I'd be. I'd be lost sometimes.
I understand. You know. And I have to tell you that if you didn't have it, many of us who come by on occasion Copeland's on a Tuesday evening and various other places in the city where you display your craft, showcase your art, allow us to appreciate and value the spirit that is within you that is showing itself as Lucius Spiller. It is awesome, and we very, very much appreciate it, you know?
Thank you very much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Lucius, I wanted to start with you first so that we could have a moment to chat with you, because I know you have to run off in just a moment or so and take care of some other things and share your energy and your gift with some other folks. But I'm so glad you stopped by this evening. Unfortunately, gentlemen, we are not going to get to showcase any music from either of you, because I still had it in computer format instead of having it in MP3 as I needed to, and that is on me and not on you or Miss Rhonda. And so I apologize for that, but what we are going to do, this is only going to be part one of part two, and then I'm going to have you all come back and visit with us, and also the three of us will sit down and have a cup of coffee and exchange some pleasantries and talk a little bit further along the way. I do want to say before you go, Lucius Spiller, that as I said, you were born in St. Louis, Missouri, but I understand that you have played with the likes of Albert King and Robert Cray, Eddie Clearwater, that you've opened for Richie Havens and Bobby Blue Bland, Tower of Power, Zach Brown, and many, many, many others. Tell us what it has meant to you to have that opportunity to visit with those people, and tell us how spirituality brought that about.
It's kind of like I said, you know, all things happen, you know, or they're meant to happen, you know, and we'll never know why, you know, to just play the best you can with the cards life is dealt to you, you'll get a winning hand eventually. But it's just like, it's kind of hard to explain, you know. But like I say, it's like I said, a learning experience. You know, people go pay all this money, go to DR and Berkeley. And like I say, ain't nothing like the school of hard knocks, which is like learning, you know, and falling into deep water. Either you sink or swim. And like I said, I've been really blessed.
Right.
Absolutely.
Lucius, tell us about your album. You have an album out. What is the title of your album? And tell us all of the songs that are on it. And I will share with you two of my favorites are number 1 and number 12. So tell us specifically about number 1 and number 12. Tell the people what number 1 is first.
Number 1 is an old spiritual called Walk With Me, Lord. And it's talking about, you know, while you're on this, like, tedious journey down here, just hold your hand and walk with you so you make it through. And the way I came about putting that on my name of the CD, by the way, it's called Born to Sing the Blues. And the way I came about that, I was living in St. Louis at the time. I moved back to St. Louis for Little Rock to take care of my mother, who was ill before she passed. And I won this blues, the first annual blues contest they had up there, and one of the prizes was to record a CD. I won the solo category. That's how the CD came about. And just out of nowhere, just, you know, I was getting ready to record something else, and I just told the man, a feeling came over, and I just told the man to roll the tape. That's how I came about singing that song. The only other time I ever sang that song in my life was at my grandmother's funeral, and it's because my aunties asked me, did I know it? And I was like, no, you tell me the words right there and there. I don't know how it came about, but it just happened. And number 12, song Rainy Night in Georgia, which was recorded by a guy from here in Arkansas by the name of Tony Joe White, same guy that did Hope Salad Annie. My father, when we were young, we used to sit around, and he was like, play 45 chords, and we'd sit around and listen. And that was one of his all-time favorites. And, and you know, Brooke Benton has a low voice. So we were like, we'd sit there with my father and see who could hit the lowest note, you know. So that song means a whole lot to me. Whenever I sing that, that's why I put that on there, because it just takes me back to, like I say, my young experiences starting in with music and family.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I know that Rainy Night in Georgia, Lucius, for me, I remember hearing, I believe, Brooke Benton sing that song, and I was actually in James Brown's hometown of Augusta, Georgia, listening to the James Brown radio station at that time. I was an Air Force person on an Army installation, so you know that I did not have any welcome mats laid out for me at all. And rainy night in Georgia was exactly what it was, and it seemed like it was raining all the time. And I tell you, if Brooke Benton would hear you sing that song, he would, in fact, be very pleased about the way that you are doing it, because your rendition of it is excellent. Your tonality is right there on top of it, and it is awesome. Now, where is it that people can get your CD? How do they? Do you have a phone number or some information where folks can send information to you and get that? They certainly can email me here at robtmcm@aol.com, and I'll be happy to forward that information to you, and you can get it to them. But do you have a phone number or any information that you would like to share?
Yes. I have them dial 870-926-1973.
Okay, let's do that one more time. 870-926-1973. 1973. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is to receive information on where it is that Lucius Spiller is going to be sharing his talent, sharing his voice, sharing his guitar, and also where you might be able to purchase this phenomenal album. And tell us the name of the album one more time. Born what?
Born to Sing the Blues. You can also reach me at luciusspiller@gmail.com. or on my Facebook, and that's LuciusSpiller.
SpiLler on Facebook. So if they Google Lucius, I know that there aren't a hell of a lot of Luciuses out there. There might be a few Lucifers, but not Lucius said. So we know that they'll be able to just pop your name in there. And if they put music anywhere near it, it will immediately come up, and they'll be able to go directly to your website, know where it is that you're going to be, what you're going to be doing, and all of those good things. Jeff, is there anything that you have to say to Lucius before he jumps off?
No, he's just my buddy. I just love when he comes up to Ernie's on Sunday night and sits in with us. The times I've had to interact with him, I've always valued him very muchly. I just want to keep seeing him grow in his art and his craft, because he is like a musical avatar. You know, if we want to get into reincarnation, he might have been Mozart or something in a former life, for all we know. You know.
I love it. And
no, he's always been one of my very favorites around here.
Wow. Well, I am not surprised that you all are on together. And Lucius, let me also take this opportunity to invite you at any time that I'm speaking. And, of course, Jeff and you will interact about any other time. But I'm always wanting for wonderful people to come and join me when I speak at the Unity Church in Little Rock, Arkansas, on Reservoir Road. So you and I will connect again, and I will share with you when I'm going to be there, and you let me know what your schedule is, and we'll have you and Jeff get together, and we'll just have a heck of a good time as a triangle there. Is that okay, Lucius?
That'll be fine. And another,
that's okay with or without Mac, brother. You can come out there anytime you want to. We can't count on Mac every Sunday, but I'm going to be there. So you're always going to be welcome out there, man.
I would thank you very much. And I would also like to interject that if they want to view me performing Rainy Night in Georgia, they can also go to Lucius Go to YouTube. And it's right there, like one of the first ones up there, Rainy Night in Georgia.
Excellent. So that's available on YouTube, Lucius Spiller, singing Rainy Night in Georgia. You get to hear him. I assume you're also playing that wonderful guitar that you play, Lucius?
Yes, sir. And that because the clip is from a documentary, blues documentary, that these people out of New York City did. It's called True Delta.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Passing the Torch. Passing the Torch.
Okay.
And I'm not.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Okay, well, Mr. Lucius Spiller, thank you, sir, so much for spending a little bit of time with us this evening. For it's my pleasure to be able to connect you and Jeff, even though Jeff is kicking me to the curb and saying, even though I'm not there, that you can come anyway. That's the way friends are. I am not at all surprised, but I am elated that Spirit, through, again, serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality, brought the three of us together. So you take good care. Have a great evening. And as soon as I am back in the city out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I will stop by and, of course, check you out, and we will be talking in between now and then, okay? Take good care. God create a great day for you, sir.
I love you, Jeff. All right, God
love
bless.
Love you too, buddy. Take care of yourself.
I'll see you soon.
All right.
All right, man.
Excellent. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Excellent. Jeff, God bless. Thank you. Let me ask you to just stand by for a moment, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen,
problem.
I would like to remind you that this is the Renford Broadcast Network. Immediately after this program, 30 minutes after the program, so you have time to run to the refrigerator and grab a little bite to eat or your favorite drink, and then come on back and check out the wonderful Laws of Wealth, the Wealth Laws by Jim Renford Powell, an awesome opportunity for all of us to learn about prosperity, to hear about Wallace Wattles and Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and how all of that interacts with who it is that we are, where we want to go, do, be, have, so forth and so on. I would also like to remind you and make you aware that Renford Broadcast Network has a plethora of wonder-filled opportunities and information available for you in terms of metaphysics, in terms of new thought, in terms of new age. Whatever it is that you are looking for, you can find it on the Renford Broadcast Network. And so we are excited about it. We are pleased also to have the wonderful and wonder-filled folks that are a part of this experience, like my phenomenal moderator, Miss Rhonda, who is the one that keeps all of the oil around all of the wheels around here, and occasionally just rubs my bald spot to remind me that I need to do this or be that or go here or whatever. And it is Rhonda who, I assure you, is making everything work in the way that it should. And thanks to Mr. Cecil for bringing her in and taking time from his schedule to make certain that she is up to speed on all of the things that need to happen in the wonderful ways that they then happen. Jeff, let me get back to you for a moment. And then, Rhonda, we're going to go to some more music by our friend Al Lockett. And, Jeff, you know Al Lockett. You are very familiar
with
that gentleman. He has been to the church with me, and we've done a number of things together. And the three of us have done some things together in terms of a workshop there at the church, in terms of opportunities that help people to remember who it is that the Spirit of God is within them through music, through song, through both vocals and instrumentalization that helps us to lock in. Jeff, talk a little bit about meditation and how meditation and music blend to then put one in a space and in a state of being open and receptive to Spirit, please.
Well, in the first place, the musical language, I think, inherently lends itself to suspension of judgment. We hear a nice melody. It can be in virtually any genre, and we're going to take notice. And I'm talking now about strictly instrumental music. We're going to take notice. It might bring a smile to our face. It might move us in another way. But it's going to, I think, appeal to us at a deeper, more fundamental level, which is where meditation is supposed to take us. Or at least it's where it's supposed to take me anyway.
Right.
I think the best meditation, we want to be as detached as possible from our judgments and a lot of our histories and a lot of the warts and cuts and bruises psychologically we pick up being on planet Earth in time, space, and we're all human beings here, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But my spiritual side, and this is me talking and me alone, sharing from my heart and my soul, my spiritual side has got to be my most important side. And as a recovering person, I know that on a very visceral level, that if I don't take care of that side of me, then the rest of me is absolutely not going to thrive or even survive in my case. Mm-hmm. And music aids any and all meditation for me, because when you really think about it, music is vibration and air. And as you know, Mac, spirit is vibration. I mean, the universe mm-hmm. is based on vibration. In its purest form, and I think music is a more pure form of vibration than most verbalizations are.
Absolutely, I concur completely. And also, Jeff, I know that you and I have talked about this before. Music brings us together, regardless of our ethnicity, regardless of our background, our financial situation, our education, or our history. Music allows us to have a common denominator, I think, that then means that all is well because we have something that we can talk about. And then from there, we branch off and we go to other areas as well that allow us the opportunity to get to know who that person is outside of what it is that our senses have told us, because they lie to us oftentimes. They definitely lie to us. And so, and when that then happens, we are free to really engage that person in wonderful and wonder-filled ways. I want for you to talk a little bit about your recovery, because I understand that you are involved in the 12-step program and have been for some time, and that you are also helping others to be a part of that 12-step program. So go through that for a moment, Jeff, and just share with us what that is all about for you, how the 12 steps have impacted your life, and how you have shared the 12-step program with other people so that they, too, then know exactly what to do, how to do it, and where to do it. Share that with us for a moment.
I'm happy to do so, Mac. As I said, growing up, both my parents were alcoholic. I do want to say one thing. Spirit's moving me to say this. Based on the thing that about music bringing people together, my parents and had the same disease I've got, but they both gave me precious gifts. And among the greatest gifts my father ever gave me when I was just a young guy and my mother was having me take piano lessons, learning notes on the page, my father had the inspiration one night to go downtown, and you've got to remember, this is the 50s in the segregated South, where I grew up, just an innocent child, like the innocent children of different ethnicity than me. And my father went down and got a friend of his named Osa Lee Wright, who happened to be a blind African-American piano player. And he brought Osa Lee into our house and set him down at the piano, put a little money in his pocket. He said, "Son, I want to show you something." He said, "Your mother is trying to teach you how to play music. Osa Lee makes music." Osa Lee proceeded to sit down there and tear that piano up, you know, for about 20, 25 minutes. I made a friend for life. He didn't live very long after that. But I learned a whole bunch about a whole bunch of things on that one night. Which I will be eternally grateful to my dad for doing that very thing for me. It doesn't discount any great master from any tradition, but it opened up my eyes and my heart to how wonderful this musical thing is that we now share with one another. And maybe the best thing about media is that it has enabled us to all share that with one another.
Absolutely.
But
very, very well said.
But I just—I don't know whether I ever told you that story before. We're getting to know one another well enough. We might be repeating ourselves from time to time.
No,
I don't know.
You had not shared that. You had not shared that, and I really value and appreciate that. And I have to tell you, I'm not surprised. I am amazed, but never surprised at the wonder-working power of God in our lives, and especially in the lives of the people who showcase spirit in the way that you do. Please continue.
Well, of course, the dark side of the entertainment industry, and being an entertainer or musician is not the only high-risk profession for addiction. Doctors have a tough time, and believe it or not, pastors, especially of the Roman Catholic persuasion, that can be a real high-risk profession to develop addiction. But being out on the road playing music when I was maybe even a little bit younger than Lucius. I was going all over the country, nationwide, playing Vegas, New Orleans, big clubs. We were knocking on the door of fame and fortune. Even had a chance to go out to L.A. and work for the entertainer John Davidson as the assistant orchestral director for him.
Wow.
He was a big star at the time, late 70s, but I was just getting sicker and sicker with my addiction, which became alcohol primary because everybody that lives long enough with any kind of addiction will always end up with alcohol because you run out of energy and time for and money for the contraband. And the thing about alcohol, it's always going to be cheap and available. So I got myself real sick and hit bottom and went to a treatment center that was run by a fellow by the name of Joe McQueenie, who was a legend in 12-step circles in this state and actually worldwide. He was one of my main mentors in the program personally and professionally. And Joe also happened to be an African-American who got sober in 1962 in Little Rock, which it was still Little Rock and it was 62. And the folks in AA would let him come to meetings, but he had a hard time sticking around for the coffee and so forth after that. So rather than get mad about that or get angry about that, what Joe did is he stuck his nose in the big book. And 10 to 15 years after that, Joe was going all over America, including every little town and hamlet in Arkansas, teaching from the big book because he became an authority on recovery.
Wow.
He's the man that trained me. So that's the classic example of turning the other cheek. I've seen that demonstrated in my life with Joe McQueenie. And in essence, that's what the 12-step program is. The 12-step program is about turning the other cheek. You and I are both big fans of Emmett Fox. We resist not evil. Instead of resisting our disease, we embrace our disease. Yeah, I got this thing. And I can keep doing it. God is never going to take my free will from me. I can drink myself to death. Or I can try to do things a little bit differently. It's just like Mac, I'm always going to have the freedom to fly.
Uh-huh.
And I can jump off my roof out here anytime I want to and fly. And I will fly for
That's
a split
right.
second, then I'll go thud. Because
sure.
God put certain laws in place, and that particular law is the law of gravity. And as far as I know, only the great spiritual masters have been able to to go beyond that law. And since I'm not one of those, I tend to be prone to gravity. So if I'm going to fly, that's nice, but there's going to be a predictable result based on God's physical law, and it's the same thing with alcoholism and addiction. I'm just one of these people that cannot drink from a strictly physical level due to a lot of genetic and psychological stuff. But the bottom line is once I became honest, open and willing to embrace my disease of addiction, I began to get better. And
yeah.
the first of the spiritual steps, all step one is the hitting bottom and accepting the truth. Step two says, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves, and then to put that in sort of new thought terms, greater than our egos,
uh-huh.
could restore us to sanity.
Yeah.
So since I've been restored to sanity, maybe not completely, but enough to not kill myself on a daily basis, I have the best reason in the world for not drinking. It's because 99.9% of the time I don't want to drink or do any drugs.
Yeah.
which 32 years ago, 99.9% of the time, I did want to drink and do drugs. So that's what the steps have done for me, beginning with that wise old gentleman named Joe McQuain. And of course, Bill Wilson and Dr. Bob Smith, the co-founders of AA, which, as you, I'm sure, are aware, were buds with Emmett Fox and Dr. Carl Jung. You know, you had a whole nest of people in the early 20th century that were really spiritual pioneers of sorts, I think. And certainly Emmett Fox would be in that bunch of folk. And, you know, the Unity folks, Bill Moores, and they go back even further. But these are all people that I know you and I share a much admiration for.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the interesting thing about life, I think, Jeff, is that we have opportunities. And just because a seeming catastrophe introduces itself into the worldwide web of our being at a particular time, it doesn't mean that we have to stay there. Matter of fact, it has come in order to teach us something, to make us aware that there is a challenge that is going on that we might want to take a look at and then do something about. Now, it doesn't make us do it, as some traditionalists have said. It doesn't make us do it because we have lifetime after lifetime after lifetime to get it right. But what it does do is offer us an opportunity to evaluate the situation, to take a look at all of the things that are going on, and then decide for ourselves whether or not this is somewhere where we want to stay, or is there something that we want to do about it. And I love that part that says, I came to believe that there was a power that was greater than me, than me, myself, and I, all three of us together, could not match this power that was already within me. And that's what the New Thought metaphysical outreach is about. It is saying that it's not outside of us, it is within us. And all we have to do is turn to it and allow it to work, and it will work. Not only will it work for us, it will work for anybody else that decides to do the same thing. Jeff,
that's
let you I can't let you go without asking you to tell us a little bit about how you came to the Unity Church in Little Rock, Arkansas, to be the minister of music there and to do the phenomenal things that you do week after week after week with the wonder-filled and wonderful people that come to that space. Tell me about that.
Well, include you. It's been so cool since you've been coming there. I mean, that's just it's just amazing just how much I've come to love and admire you and how you shared with me. And I got to keep from getting myself in trouble because I tend to agree with you so much that as a recovered person makes me a little suspicious, not of you but of myself, you know. But anyway. It's step 11 of the 12 says sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him. Which that as we understood Him is the part of the steps to save my life from being a smart alecky, hip slick and cool agnostic to being somebody a little bit more reasonable. So now I just file my agnosticism away in my left brain. Every now and again, it kicks my butt, and then I don't worry about it for another 5 days or so, you know. But I just got out there, and as it turns out, I was offered a gig because one of my musical mentors, a brilliant musician by the name of Mr. Bob Boyd, who's been playing an excellent jazz piano player around town. My keyboard mentors are him and Art Porter and and my personal favorite, Mr. John Puckett, from over at Hot Springs, who taught me basically how to play jazz. But anyway, Bob's band had to leave the church, I think due to some financial reasons and some other things. And they offered me that job, working with a wonderful singer, as it turns out, by the name of Carla Hall, who she's the lady that taught me how to unitize lyrics, as you and I have discussed, of popular songs and tweak a few syllables and make them more outright spiritual. But that's how my journey began out at Unity, just as a gig, although I was aware of Unity. and was reading the Daily Word and knew about the Fillmores and that school of thought for a long time. But my Sundays had been devoted when I went to meetings. I tended to go down to Wolf Street to an 11-step meeting down there, this long-standing meeting here locally, and just fell in love with the church and the folks that go out there. And, of course, like any church, there's been fusses and fights and people's doggone these personalities we got to carry around with us sometimes, you know. But anyhow, that's how I came to be out there. But I want to leave you with one thing. You got me thinking so hard, like you always do when you talk. This is a quote from none other than Abraham Lincoln on alcoholism. Yeah. And I use this in some of my presentations in my counseling work. And as you know, I'm also a licensed substance abuse counselor. And I work over Family Service Agency over in North Little Rock. But I tend to share this with these folks. It says, in my judgment, such as us who have never fallen victims to alcoholism have been spared more by the absence of appetite than from any mental or moral superiority over those who have. Indeed, I believe if we take habitual drunkards as a class, their heads and hearts will bear an advantageous comparison to those of any other class. There seems ever to have been a proneness in the brilliant and warm-blooded to fall into the vice, the demon of intemperance, which ever seems to have delighted in sucking the blood of genius and of generosity. And that's from none other than Abraham Lincoln, who had a lot of insight into this. I've never known an alcoholic or an addict that really wasn't looking for God at the bottom of that bottle or that crack pipe or at the end of that joint or at the end of that needle. We just don't know that's what we're doing. And if ever there was the classic, "Thou shalt put no other idols before me," it's that particular commandment. That's exactly what addicts do. We end up worshiping a very destructive, seductive idol, which are mood, mind, altering substances. And for those of us that go all the way into addiction, you have got to go right to the source, the father and mother of us all, which I'm comfortable calling God, or the universe, or whatever name anybody wants to use. But all of these things have entered into my journey out at Unity, which the way I look at Unity is that gives me a big old fat fun loving childlike step 11. I don't spend a bored moment in my life. I hadn't been bored in 31 years now. It's all an adventure.
I love it, and I love, of course, the way that you put it. And it is not the experiences that we have, but it is our outlook on those experiences and who it is that those experiences create out of whatever it was, out of the ashes, the phoenix rose. And so I'm always thrilled, Jeff, to have the opportunity to chat with you and to sit and visit and to be entertained in wonder-filled and wonderful ways by all of the different antics as well as the wonderful musical superiority that is a part of who it is that you are. So we still have about 14 minutes left for us to visit. And I'm going to ask Rhonda, if she would, to please go ahead and bring in the music of, because I think this is a wonderful segue for that to happen, the music from Al Lockett on this particular show, from the album entitled Friends That We Meet Along the Way. And I don't know which song she's going to play, but whichever one it is will be fine. And then you and I will come back again, Jeff, and we'll kind of close out with thoughts, with direction, with some ideas that where people can certainly get your music, your email address, so that they can book you, not only in terms of for your musical abilities, but also so that you can share your wisdom with folks in wonderful ways. So is that okay with you, sir?
That's quite fine.
Okay. All right, Rhonda, if you would go ahead and bring in Al Lockett from the album Friends We Meet Along the Way. And here it is. An awesome piece. Thank you so much, Rhonda. I appreciate that. Jeff, you know, Al is also, he plays all of those instruments, you know, with
yeah,
the thing is that, that you all know about that I don't know the name of, but he puts all of that together from that one unique unit that he uses. And it is so neat and so interesting and so wonderful. I want for you to know that thanks to Miss Rhonda, Jeff, you will be able to go up and forward the address for our visit tonight to all of the people that are in your circle of influence and share with them that they might go up online under www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford, the No Show, on demand, and then click into this, or they can just use the link that I am going to send to you tonight to share with them. And so we want for all of our Unity friends to hear this exchange that has gone on with us and between us, and we want for everyone to know how good Spirit is at all times, whenever it is that we allow Spirit to work in our lives in wonderful and unique ways. Go ahead and tell me, Jeff, what some of your favorite musical pieces are, both jazz, R&B, religious, spiritual. Any? Tell me some of the favorite tunes that you have and why.
Well, I got to start with really who I consider the father of American music, who deserves to be on as high a musical pedestal as anybody, and that is one Louis Armstrong, who was, I guess in a sense, he would have been Sinatra's and Bing Crosby's daddy. He would have been Ray Charles and Elvis's granddaddy. He would have been Prince's great-granddaddy, but everybody that has been a vocalizing entertainer and or, and here's what's key, and or a jazz musician, it begins and ends with Satchmo.
Okay.
Just absolutely seminal, just a genius of the first order of things. Among the things he discovered was before Louis Armstrong came along, vocalizing as we know it, basically meant you were in a crowded theater, you held a megaphone up to your voice, and you sang as loud as you could at all times, as hard as you could, in a very clipped fashion that had nothing to do with conversation. And Louis sang from the heart just like he talked. He's the first person that we know of to actually play the microphone. And people don't realize it, but microphones, and I'm sure you're aware of it, are really instruments. They are technology. They can
be
played badly, and they can be played well, and Louis Armstrong was the father of virtuoso microphoning. We're not even talking about his trumpeting and all the what he meant for jazz. So I'm coming from Satchmo in the European tradition. The older guys, I love Beethoven. I'm really sort of a Stravinsky and Ravel guy. And Stravinsky was the guy, if you ever saw the movie Bird with the brilliant performance by Forrest Whitaker, if you haven't seen it, you got to see it when Bird is at that gate in L.A., the great man he's looking at with the rain coming down and the tears coming down through his eyes was Stravinsky. Was out on the sports getting the paper because all those old bebop guys love Stravinsky and Ravel and the Impressionists. Of course, you know, Charlie Parker's, you know, if you play jazz, you got to love Bird.
Absolutely. For sure.
And, you know, I grew up with Otis and Sam and Dave. As far as I'm concerned, speaking of how music is inherently spiritual, Otis could sing the phone book, you know, and I wouldn't care. It's just he's just absolutely first rate. Wilson Pickett, I love the great old school R&B singers. I'm a Rod Stewart fan vocalizing. He's one of my best. Chick Corea, I could go on and on. I'm a fan of all kind of stuff here, but those have been my influences. My main influence, I stick real close to Ray Charles and Satchmo, but in a way I'm just sort of a Memphis guy. That's just sort of, I grew up in eastern Arkansas in that axis. And I think Memphis is one of the great musical cities on earth. I think it might be Memphis, New Orleans, and some of the European towns, and maybe San Francisco, you know, maybe. And just we could talk all day about this.
Well, I can appreciate that because, you know, I was a stalwart fan of Art Porter. And when Art Porter and Larry Ross and Robert Tresvant were playing at Coy's Restaurant and at Cajun's Wharf and wherever it was that they were playing, I would go and just sit there and be amazed at the capability of these people to do wonderful things with these instruments. And and of course I'm a stalwart Wes Montgomery fan. I mean, Bumpin' on Sunset for me is just it. I can never have too many versions of Bumpin' on Sunset from anybody, but Wes was my favorite. And so when I think about music, Jeff, and I think about how I've sat in various places all over the world, and I've been able to have a conversation with people just based upon the fact that we were enjoying this wonderful music presented by people like you in unique ways, and then we found out there were other things that we liked about each other. But it all started with that music. That's right.
Yes, it
and
did.
See, it's so unfortunate, perhaps, that we have to find something to then enjoy with someone in order to then like them, but it seems that is one of the ways that spirit works in our lives. So I cannot think of a better medium than music to allow that, in fact, to be the case. Jeff Long, I'm going to ask you to just stand by for a moment, if you will. I want to share with our listeners that this is the Renford Broadcast Network. Immediately following this program, 30 minutes later, at 8:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, will be The Laws of Material Wealth with James Renford Powell, a phenomenal program that addresses how it is that you can not only bring, which is important, but it's more important to maintain the money that you've brought in than it is just to continue bringing it. Because if you continue bringing it and then losing it, then that's almost close to the definition of insanity, isn't it? Someone who does the same thing over and over and over and over again and expects different results. So we invite your listenership to We invite you to take time from your schedule, one more hour, to learn about the laws of material wealth. Wallace Wattles and Napoleon Hill and all of the wonder-filled people of yesterday and people of today who are doing marvelous things as it relates to finances. And James Renford Powell is one of those people. He also brings you this Renford Broadcast Network and all of the fabulous shows like this one that you are listening to. And tonight my guests were Lucia Spiller, who has an album entitled Born to Sing the Blues, a young man who is doing wonderfully well here in Little Rock, Arkansas, and Mr. Jeff Long, who is a talented musician and vocalist who plays at the Savoy Restaurant in Little Rock, Arkansas, I believe Wednesday through Saturday, and other places as well. Jeff, I'd like for you, for a moment, if you would, just take time to share with the people where it is that they might reach you, what your either a website or email address is, and where they can get your music.
Okay, yeah, I've got a lot of projects in the can, including a spiritual project that we're putting together of new thought type songs, some of whom you've heard. But my email address, it's 9 characters, and they are G-I-G-S 4, as in the number 4, D as in David, A as in Andy, Y, S as in Sam, gigs4days@aol.com. I am on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, you helped me walk through some of my moments earlier in the week, Mac. I'm trying to get my 61-year-old psychology caught up with some of the technology. I might have to find a 3-year-old to come in here and train me on some of this. But anyway, I've got a lot of original things. I work Savoy virtually every Thursday. They won't be open for the 4th. As a solo, most weekends I'm down there with Mary Kay Clark, who, as you know, is a very talented vocalist and entertainer. I also happens to be easy on the eyes, which never hurts anything.
That's true.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about the audio sense tonight, but there is a visual sense we have as well.
Yes, there is. Right.
And Sunday nights, I'm still down there in the River Market at Ernie Biggs, which... I am a spiritual person, and Ernie Biggs from 9 to whenever is a little bit of a walk on the wild side, but we have a good time down there, and I hold on to my recovery, which doesn't give me any problem. I do see a few gifted amateurs, amateur drinkers down there from time to time, and I hope and pray for all of them that they maintain their amateur status at it.
Indeed, most
of the time in town, that's going to be my place. When we get back I'll be getting you some information and get some of this stuff more up to date. I'm just tickled to death that Lucia and I are going to get another chance to share with you.
I am as well, and there are no accidents in life. There's serendipity, synchronicity, and spirituality. Jeff Long, Lucia Spiller, these two gentlemen were my guests on the No Show tonight. They have shared their wealth of information with us and the things in life that are important. And so, ladies and gentlemen, as we close out, and I invite you to know that everything is well in your life. Go forth, be the person that you are at all times. The spirit within you goes forth to make straight the crooked path, to light the darkened hallways, and to remove any and all obstacles from your path. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Good night.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.